This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson.
We need to find something else to account for more of the dark matter.
These days, one of the biggest quests in science is the search for dark matter.
It is 96% of the universe about which we know nothing.
And a research team based at Columbia University is one step closer to finding it. Right now, in the mountains of Abruzzo, in the middle of Italy, workers are installing the Columbia team's equipment, the most sensitive dark matter detector ever created. It will operate 1 mile underground. The scientist heading up this project is experimental physicist Elena Aprile. And Audrey Quinn found that she's as passionate about the aesthetics of her quest as she is about the science.
Imagine you're walking around in a pitch-black room, and you keep bumping into something. You can't see it, but you know it's there. That's how physicists feel about dark matter. All their equations for how the universe works, they keep bumping up against it. Dark matter has got to be here. It fills the room you're in right now, but we just can't find it.
It's really very, very scary to know that after all these years of civilization, we still don't know 95% of our universe. It makes you feel very, very small. You want to know what the hell is making the rest of this universe.
The things we look forward to, a special vacation, a birth, a reunion with a loved one, Aprile has that just-can't-wait feeling about finding dark matter.
I guess it's the age factor, or maybe my impatience as a woman in general, as an Italian woman, I don't know. There's no time to lose.
I visited her lab in Irvington, New York. It's about 20 miles north of Manhattan. The building looks a bit like an airplane hangar.
This is so big. I had no idea it'd be this big.
Yeah, it's huge. And that crane back there.
That noise you're hearing is the sound of dozens of mini versions of a Aprile's detector. In Italy, the new detector will be about the size of a dunk tank, like at the fairground. A big, shiny, stainless steel cylinder. Here at the lab in Irvington, we're looking at smaller prototypes, about the size of milk cartons.
This is so nice because you have this whoosh, 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 because it keeps pumping. And you have this gas and you hear these sounds, and at the same time, you have this detector filled with this liquid, which is an amazing material.
That's liquid xenon gas. It's cooled to about minus 150 Fahrenheit. Aprile hopes to catch a glimpse of dark matter through this super-controlled environment. A tangle of pipes and wires connects the silver cylinders to special refrigerators and recording equipment. It's all kind of steampunk. But for Aprile, this is more than just lab equipment.
I think all the time of our pieces as art pieces. In the end, if you sit back a moment, you cannot avoid thinking that this is a beautiful. Because when it succeeds and it's a beautiful realization, you say, I made a nice detector. It's a nice piece of art.
Pipes radiate out of the top of one cylinder, like the steering wheel of a ship. The light catches it and forms a little halo. Aprile pulls out a camera and aims it at the small detector.
So right now I saw the light coming through the windows and I wanted to take a picture of it. Whenever a detector is finished and is completed, maybe it's pretentious, but it is a work of art. It is feeling so powerful in a sense, because it came all from your hands. I do feel sometimes like a Michelangelo.
Michelangelo? That Michelangelo?
I'm just in love with this sculpture of his. La Pietà is just a beautiful piece.
In the Pietà, a marble statue, the Virgin Mary holds her dead son. His body is draped over her lap.
It's hard for most people to try to visualize how much work has gone into bringing that opera to life. And it's the same way for my detectors.
Maybe there's something about being Italian that makes Aprile think of her machines like Renaissance art. But some of the scientists on her team have a harder time seeing it like that.
Every time I talk to you guys, I always put that it should look also nice. It should look beautiful. I don't know why it looks beautiful. I don't know. It triggers me. It must be. Maybe I'm crazy. It's exciting. It looks symmetric. It looks perfect. It looks shiny.
Looks like a space shuttle.
It's a little spaceship. You can see all kinds of things.
We're with Rani Budnik and Antonio Melgarejo. They all look like these little, like, silver R2-D2s to me, like the little robot.
Yeah, they look a bit like that.
What do they look like to you?
More like a trash can. An inverted one.
Oh, Antonio, it's very bad. I mean, the coffee pot at least, or the pasta pot, or whatever.
But whether the xenon detector reminds you of a trash can or the Virgin Mary, hardly anyone is ever going to see it. It needs to be insulated from radiation and cosmic rays, so the working version of the detector has to go deep underground, a mile under the mountains in Italy. And maybe Aprile's concern with the appearance of her detector comes from the fact that its performance is not a given. Scientists don't know what dark matter looks like, so they can only guess at the best way to see it.
Unfortunately, in this business, we don't really know that we're following the right path.
There's a chance that Aprile has spent her career chasing a version of dark matter that doesn't exist. But she doesn't really want to talk about that.
If there is no dark matter particle that we can see in our detector, I can't tell you right now. But sometime I get depressed, but it's no time to get depressed now. I don't think I will ever give up because there's no other way.
For Studio 360, I'm Audrey Quinn.
You can see some pictures of Elena Aprile's detectors at studio360.org.